We always did. As far back as I can remember, we always had the milk cows and had milk and butter.
Did you have any special place for your horses where they were?
No. Well, usually we kept the saddle horse up in the wintertime. We'd put him usually in with the calves, or in the summertime keep him on a stake rope.
Where was the stake rope? Where was that kept?
Oh, close to the house someplace, so if we need the horse in a hurry, we'd know how to get out and get him.
Did you have any pigs or hogs?
Yes. After we'd been there a few years, Dad made a pen west of the house down in kind of a swampy place down there, part of a swamp, and he fenced it with hog wire, and from then on we had lots. Before that, it was always just beef.
Mm-hmm.
But after he got started on the hogs, why, we always had all the pork. I don't ever remember him selling a hog, but I've seen him butcher a lot when we had men to cook for. They'd kill 14, 16, 18 head of hogs at a time.
Boy, eat them fresh, or did they cure them?
Well, they'd cure. They cured a lot of it. I can remember seeing many a ham spoil in the summertime when great big old hams and they'd get hot weather.
That's saddening, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yes, it is.
It's
well,
a pleasure to throw them away when they're
oh, it just makes you sick. But they didn't know how to cure meat then like we do now. And I can remember that they always thought if you kill a hog and hang him up though, and let him freeze, that was the best thing that could happen. Well, it's the very worst thing in the world, so far as keeping those hams, to let it freeze before you salted it down. But they thought if you freeze it, why, yeah, keep it.
When did you call this place where you kept your pigs?
Hog pen, usually.
What would you call a farmer now who raised cows for milk and butter?
Dairy.
We'll slip into the present. What did you call the general area around the barn where you kept your stock and chickens and things like that?
Yeah, just the corral.
Was that fenced in?
Yes, the corral.
Was there any area around there that wasn't fenced in?
Oh, yes, the whole country.
Well, I mean, just around your barn. Mm-mm. Did you call anything special? Barnyard
no.
Or barn lot?
No. Yeah, well, no, I never heard the word lot until I was 15 years old.
I guess that's come in from south.
Uh-huh, I think it did. No, we just, we'd always say the corral if we wanted to go to the corral. We never said go to the barn.
Uh-huh.
It was always go to the corral because that's where the only place that barn was, the only thing it was ever used for was just the young calves and a saddle horse if it was real bad weather.
Where did your cows graze?
Oh, just around the... I went 3 or 4 miles at night in the evening time to bring in the milk cows. That was we kids' job, was to bring in the milk cows. What did go get the milk cows? And we'd saddle a horse and go after the milk cows.
Did you have any special term for... Well, let me put it this way. Where did your hay grow?
Along creek bottoms. Just.
What did you call that land down there in the bottoms? Bottom land, or?
No. Just going down mowed hay.
Was the term meadow common here?
No. I never heard that word until I was a pretty big girl either. There wasn't very many meadows to tell the truth. It was almost all, hardly ever you'd find a place where good hay grew down on. There's lots of bunch grass here up on the higher places, but there wasn't, sometimes you'd have to go miles to get a stack of hay.